Burlington's co-working spaces bring opportunity, flexibility to remote workers. Burlington Times News. Over the last 18 months, working outside the office has become the norm for thousands of people. With the COVID-19 pandemic still spreading throughout communities, alternative work environments could continue to be status quo for a while longer. If you're tired of working from your home office or just want a more flexible workspace, Burlington is home to several co-working spaces that could fit the bill. More connect, collaborate, and create. New Burlington co-working space to offer alternative to working from home. The co-working space industry started back in 2005 in San Francisco. In the 16 years since, the industry has boomed, spreading across the U.S. and the globe. The number of co-working spaces worldwide was expected to grow to almost 20,000 in 2020. While the market declined because of the pandemic and its associated economic slowdowns, the number of people working remotely has still grown. According to Dropdesk, 42% of the U.S. labor force now works remotely. More study. Alamance County home prices expected to rise 15.5% in the next year. Because of the growth and popularity of flexible workspaces, co-working spaces were the fastest growing type of office space in commercial real estate, Dropdesk said, currently making up 5% of the market. That is expected to grow to 30% by 2030. Catherine Hartwell, the manager at Burlington's co-working on Main, said their co-working space is currently at full capacity, which hasn't been seen in a while. With co-working spaces, it ebbs and flows, but since a lot of offices have closed down, people have rented space here because they still need some kind of secure office space, she said. We've noticed a pretty big increase since COVID. We have a lot of people that rent either a dedicated desk or they rent by the month, and they come and go because they need a place that's away from home, she added. According to Dropdesk's research, benefits of a co-working space include less isolation and loneliness, increased motivation, enhanced professional networking opportunities, and operational cost savings for businesses. Co-working on Main, 906 S Main Street. 336-395-4206. Membership options range from host desks for 100/month to a private office for 400/month. Services include a conference room, event/training space, Wi-Fi, video/phone booths, printers, and more. The Chill Place, 346 S. Worthson. 919-908-8000. Basic and all access memberships are available, offering access to all open workstations, Wi-Fi, a printer, free coffee and water, private office and conference room access, mail delivery, and free events. Mand S. Suite Spaces, 508 S. Lexington Ave. 336-266-8726. That options range from day passes for 20/day to suite space for 350/month. Amenities include desks, private offices, a conference room, mail service, a shared receptionist, printing, video booths, networking events, and a cafe. Student memberships are also available for 50/month. District No. 3 will also open this fall, offering a fourth co-working space option in the city. Elizabeth Patman is the trending topics reporter for the Times News in Burlington, covering business, COVID-19, and all things trending.